that action is.
No, let's just go back to Gerard and Martin for a minute, right? So the problem is, let's say according to the way the Ramban and the Rashbam seem to learn that, it doesn't have to do with Taina. It doesn't have to do with Taina. It has to do with the fact that the Parah did belong to one and then to the other. And somewhere over that amount, somewhere in this period of time, the calf was born. Right? That's Dvar Gemara. What's interesting is the lashon of the Gemara. What's interesting to me. That what does the Gemara say? Gemara says, "Ika Dvar Gemara laha, v'ika Dvar Gemara laha." Right? Each one has Dvar Gemara. Each one has Dvar Gemara. Each one has Dvar Gemara. But by the Tainos, that what? If it belongs to this one, it belongs to that one. Idemar, Lake of Demar. Videmar, Lake of Demar. Yeah, but even by the Dvar Demona, Idemar, Lake of Demar. Videmar, Lake of Demar. I mean, the Idemar, Lake of Demar is true in both cases. Nobody's saying the Ubar really belongs to both of them. So, In both cases, you can't, by the Dvar Demona and above Basra again, in both cases, you'll say there's no justification to give it to one over the other. Neither one of the parties is more justified to receive it. Right? Because the reality is it belongs to one of them. And there's nothing that would justify giving it to one over the other, because they're both exactly equally situated. In both cases, they're equally situated. Either they're equally situated because of the Taina, or they're equally situated because of the Dvar Demona. But it would seem so. Why would you say it's so? In that case, that's the Gemara's question. That they're both the same. They're both the same. In neither case could you justify. What comes to Basin is an absolute, indecipherable problem. Right, with equal both litigants on equal footing. So how come in one case you say kol olam gavar, and in the other case you say yachloku? Right. So the Gemara's answer is what? One has in one case is dror demona laha v'dror demona laha. The other case is e demar leke demar v demar leke demar. But in both the cases e demar leke demar really, right? In terms of e demar leke demar, that's true in both cases. So what does it mean that they both have Dvar Demona? That doesn't. They both have Dvar Demona. Okay. In other words, let's think about pshara. In other words, essentially, you could say that both of these cases are pshara. In a certain way, all the cases of these three cases partake of the same class. What's the class? What's the class of cases? Okay. Cases where there's no case. They all have to do with cases where, based on what comes before Basin, right? There's no way for Basin to enact what they know is true. In other words, in all of these cases. In all of these cases, the object belongs to one of them. Okay, forget about the Arva for now. We'll just do the Arva cases. The object belongs to one of them, right? But from the pleadings and the evidence, there's no way for Basin to make a determination regarding who it actually belongs to. Okay. Right? That's why all these cases are compared. And so it's an imperfect, in that sense I'm calling it a pshara, that they can't really make a determination based on edus and evidence. The split is really not in line with with what they know to be true. So in some sense, it's a compromise on the reality. Right? Because they know that it belongs to one. And yet, they're splitting it, or using an arbitrary method of giving it out. But in that sense they're all like a pshara. So that's really the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, how come when you have the para, right? So you know that the uba belongs, you know the vlad belongs to one of them, and there's no way to know which one. So how come you do the pshara over there of splitting it, but by the ara you know it also belongs to one of them? And there's also no way to know which one. And over there, you don't do a pshara of splitting it. You withdraw. How come the pshara of splitting it is good over there, by the vlad, and it wouldn't be good by the ara, right? So what's the Gemara's answer? In other words, could you say? That were you to split the ara, it would be a different kind of a split than the split we do by the para. In other words, not all pshara is created equal. Is it possible to say that it's true in both cases, the object we know belongs to one? Correct? And there's no evidence, and there's no basis to conclude which one. But yet, to split it in the ara case would be different than splitting it in the para case. Ha ha ika drar de mamona laha vidrar de mamona laha. Aval hasam idamar lekadamar vidamar lekadamar. I'm saying that maybe that's the Gemara is addressing that question. Maybe that Gemara, that statement is addressing that question. So let's just talk it out for a minute. In other words, by Zesh Elavosi, Vizesh Elavosi, so each claim is what you were saying, right, what Josh was saying. Each claim is mutually exclusive. Each claim is mutually exclusive. Right? E demar, leka demar. If we entertain Reuven's claim, the holding of Reuven's claim excludes Shimon's claim, right? And the holding of Shimon's claim excludes Reuven's claim. They cannot be taken in unison. Those tainos cannot be held as one. Correct? They cannot be held as one. They're contradictory. Right? As a basis, they annihilate each other, right? You can't hold them as one, and that's the whole case. The whole case is the taina. The whole case of Zesh Elavosi v'Zesh Elavosi is based on the taina, and the two tainas cannot exist together. Okay, but what's the case of the para based on? It's based on the chazakas in the para. You understand? Whoever the para belonged to at the time of the birth is the owner. Right? But the determination by the para is going to be based on the ownership of the determination of the vlad is going to be based on the ownership of the para, correct? This one, now that is true. Both of them did own it. Both of them did own it. His claim that he's the owner of the vlad, because he owned it first, what does Ramban say? Right? Ramban uses that kind of lashon too. They're not saying they owned it at the time of the birth, really. What?
Seems that's what the Rashbam says.
Which way?
That they're claiming that they owned it at the time of the birth.
Well, of course, that's what it's ultimately come down to. But that's not their chazaka. Their drora de mamona is not that they owned it at birth. His drawer de Mamona is that we know he was the Mocher, and his drawer de Mamona is we know he's the Lokeach. Right? No, that's what brings the case in. That's what makes the case. But those two are not exclusive. You understand? Those two are not exclusive. Those two are not exclusive. Absolutely. Now, therefore, there's a big difference to do the achloku by the land than by the para, than by the vlad. Well, let me hear me out. Why? Why? Because the pshara would be saying, I'm going to take both tainas. I'm going to take both sides. I'm going to take both bases and treat them equally. Right? To do that when they are exclusive is different than doing that when they are compatible. In other words, like this. To give half of the land to one and half of the land to the other, I have to say, I'm going to believe your taina for half the time I'm giving out the land, and then I'm going to switch and I'm going to believe your taina for the other half of the time I'm giving out the land. Okay? In other words, there's no... Well, I'm trying to say it like this. There's a difference between oscillating between two sides... Okay? And saying, both sides have an equal pull on me. Simultaneously. Both sides are equally compelling me at the same time. And I'm going to do the din simultaneously to both sides. As opposed to saying... I'm going to do one half to one side and one half to the other side. In other words, in terms of the ultimate result, in both cases we know it's not in the MS. We know in both cases that the ultimate result is not true. Right? But there's a difference in the process of Basedin. There's a difference in the process of basin. Drara de Mamona means that at the same time basin is operating under both claims. By the para, simultaneously basin is operating under both drara de Mamona. Each tevia exists together with the other tevia. They both exist together. The two tevios are based on the chazakos and the para. Right? That exists together. Why do you have a claim? Because you are muksuk in the para first. And why do you have a claim? Because you're the muksuk in the para second. Those two are true. That's what creates the case. And those are both true. Simultaneously. There's no contradiction in that. Right? So, it's not a pshara that we're going to do what we know is wrong. It's not a pshara like the achloku of the ara. The achloku of the ara is, we just have no idea which one is right. Sorry, we won't do that chalukah. We don't do that kind of chalukah.
Oh, you're calling that chalukah.
Saying no, we won't do a chalukah by the ara, right. Because that would be wrong. To do the chalukah by the ara would be to say that we know only one taina is really true, right? And they're mutually exclusive. But we're just resigned to having no idea what to do, so we'll split it. We'll split it out of a resignation. We split it out of the fact that we're in a contradictory position. We're in a contradictory position, so we just have to split it. Okay, that's different than saying, I'm giving it to each because each one has an equal right to it. You understand? There's a difference between saying, I do a chalukah because each one presently has an equal right to it, or to say their claims offset and there's no way to know who's right. You understand? One is like a chalukah. In other words, that's what the Gemara is saying. By the Ara, I demar leka demar. Meaning to say, Basin cannot simultaneously hold the position that Basin cannot hold both claims at once. Why? Because the claim is, what I'm saying is like this. When the Gemara compares, what was my question? My question was, how does the Gemara compare Dror demamona laha, v'dror demamona laha, to e demar leka demar, e demar leka demar. E demar leka demar, v demar leka demar is a statement of absolute fact. Right? And dror demamona is just a question of the taina, of the tviya. Right? But even by dror demamona, the reality is e demar leka demar. Right? Right? So what I'm saying is, no, when the Gemara says, E demar leka demar by the Ara, it's talking about the Taina. It's saying like this, Basin won't do the Pshara when it's based on Tainas that are contradictory. When there are Tainas that are contradictory, when the basis of the case, when the basis of the controversy is mutually exclusive claims, right? Then Basin will withdraw. That's a siluk. Why? Because they cannot go for one side over the other side. In other words, what motivates Basin to distribute the money? The claims. Okay? But here they have two opposite claims. One claim would be motivating them to give it to this one, and one claim would be motivating them to give it to that one. They just can't do it. Right? But by the Parah case, the Tvios are not contradictory. They're both true. He owned it and he owns it. He has a Chazakah and he has a Chazakah. Right? So it's not a matter of accepting one person's Taina over the other person's Taina. It's doing what the two Tainas are telling you right now. The two Tainas are presenting an equal reality. The two Tainas themselves are presenting an equal thing. You understand? They're presenting the fact, I mean, similar to the way you were trying to say yesterday, comparing it to Shnayim Ochlim, but I'm saying it's not exactly Shnayim Ochlim. But it's that the Tainas themselves, the Tvios, the Iker Tvia, that's what he means by it's an Iker Tvia. Meaning to say, it's not just a claim. The basis of the demand for the money comes from the chazakas that we agree that they both have, right? That we agree they both have. So therefore, it's almost like Basin has to act simultaneously under both. The only outcome of Basin acting simultaneously in both directions is a chalukah. In other words, what I'm trying to say is like this. The chalukah of the para results from Basin operating simultaneously to both. How do they operate simultaneously to both? Because both claims are simultaneous and exist together. Like two people schlepping from one. Each one will get half. Okay? But that's only true because right now, Ikadror de Mamona Laha, Ikadror de Mamona Laha, those two realities in front of Basin exist simultaneously. So now each half can have a simultaneous effect on Basin. But when I say the land belonged to my father and you say it belonged to your father, right? Basin cannot act simultaneously under both. They have to just believe one and then believe the other. You understand? They can't act simultaneously to both. Because that's not a reality. There's no such thing as a simultaneous reality of it belonging to your father and your father. But there is the simultaneous reality that you had the chazaka up to here and you had the chazaka up to there.
But that's not the relevant one.
It is the relevant one, because that's the only issue that's going to resolve this case.
Finding when the...
No, that we can't do. In other words, by the Ubar, we can't know, by the Vlad, we can't know, we don't know when it went. Right? So then we just go by the nature of the claims. The nature of the claims are that I had it up to the Mechira and you had it after the Mechira. Right? That's the strength of the claim. The strength of the claim is based on that. And that, but that claim, those two claims exist as one. So Beis Din can respect both of them simultaneously. You understand? That's not saying, that's not creating a new reality. Now, it's to say, when one person says, it belonged to my father, the other person says, it belonged to your father, to his father, right? For Beis Din, now Beis Din has to say, I'm going to split it and give it to each one. But there's no reality of the split. There's no reality after that. Not that there's a reality to the split by the Vlad either. But Beis Din, it's almost like Beis Din doesn't have to be bothered with the reality of a split because they have to give equal tvios, they have to treat equal tvios equally.
But they're equal tvios in both cases.
No, they're not. Because they can't treat equal. Equality means two things exist together. See, equal, that's the point, that's the exact point I'm trying to make. There's a difference between being equal, there's an equality that exists together, and then there's an equality, I say, they don't exist together, but I can't figure out which one really exists. You understand? There's a difference between saying two things really exist, right? That's the chazakos. The two chazakos really do exist. Ikadrar de mona laha, vikadrar de mona laha. Those two chazakos, which will form the basis of the Vlad, really do exist. Right? Those two really do exist. That's a true equal. Okay? As opposed to saying two possibilities are equal. And I just don't know which one is real. So in terms of possibilities, they're equal. But not in terms of existences, they're not equal. So when Beis Din has no facts and they're going by the Tainas alone, okay, they'll only do the Achloku when the two realities of the Tvios are equal. But to have to be forced to give each one a half of a possibility, each one will say, well, we don't know if it was your father. So we're going to create a new entity of half your father, half your father. That's not something they're going to do. Yeah, there is.
Why
in other words, by the Parah case, my Tvia has a reality.
What is that?
That I was the owner.
Of the Vlad?
Of the Parah.
But your tvia is you're the owner of the Vlad.
That's right. And it's based on a reality that I was the owner of the Parah.
Yeah, but your tvia is still you're the owner of the Vlad.
Right.
Okay.
But it's based, where does my tvia come from? From the fact that I was the owner of the Parah.
Okay, but your tvia is that you're the owner of the Vlad. I'm just making sure. You keep going back to the Parah, which was our original question.
Because my tvia is based on the reality of the para, right? Which is a reality. And your tvia is based on the reality of the para, which is also a reality. Now, are those two realities exist together? Yes.
But do those tvios?
Therefore they do. Therefore they do. Therefore they do. No.
The Vlad is mine, and the other guy says the Vlad is mine.
Right.
Those exist together. They can't exist.
Of course they do. They exist together.
No. Because you say that if you, I mean, you definitely say that if we both walked in, we said this car is mine. This is the original Arshavosi. Right. The two tvios can't exist at the same time. We're just going back to the Parah.
I'll tell you why I said tvia. The reason why I'm using tvia by the Parah and Tainas. Taina by the Ara is for a specific reason. Okay? And that is because the claim to the Vlad, right? The claim to the Vlad is not based on a Taina by the Para. The right, my saying that the Vlad belongs to me is based on a chazaka.
What's that chazaka?
That I own the para.
That I own the para and that the Vlad was born when I own the para. Otherwise, that I own the para is not...
But that I can't prove.
Exactly.
Right, so
and
then we're just...
that's why it's a taina.
No. Even based in looking at it without any tainas... Even just based in looking at the facts, without hearing anybody's tainas, they would say, this is a big question, right? But if based in looks at this field, without your taina and his taina, they would say, that's a nice looking field. Mm. Like, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Say, by there's a real ikr tvias mamon. That's what the Ramban is saying. Ikr tvias mamon. Meaning to say, without a claim, there's a tvias mamon. That tvias mamon exists simultaneously for both by the para. That ikr tvias mamon exists simultaneously for both by the para. Because we know that whoever owns the para owns the Vlad. And we know you own the para and you own the para. That itself, all of that is indisputable. Not in dispute. It's indisputable. Right? So that is one cheftza of knowledge that the Beis Din swallows whole.
It is not Vadirama.
Not Vadirama, right. All that's one piece of knowledge that Beis Din takes at once. And in response to that, they respond at once. How do they respond at once? Exactly equally to both sides. That's the only, that's an equal, that's a unified response. In other words, that is a unified response of Beis Din. You understand? It's not based in giving one side and then one side. It's not based in splitting it and then giving it out. It's based in giving it out at once. The big difference between based in splitting it and then giving it out and giving it out at once. This is exactly what I'm trying to... This is the point I'm trying to get across.
I think there's a problem that...
But by the Ara case, okay, based in, I'll hear your side, okay, they cannot take Zeshel Avosi v'Zeshel Avosi as one factual piece of information. That doesn't exist. That doesn't exist as one piece of anything. They must only regard, if they want to regard you and you, they have to close their eyes to the other for a moment. They have to disregard the other side completely in order to address one. Reuven says it belonged to my father. Shimon says it belongs to my father. In order to give it to Reuven, they have to say, well, we're going to ignore Shimon for right now. And in order to give it to Shimon, they have to say, well, we're going to ignore Reuven right now. They cannot act in a unified way, unified with the Tainos. They must disregard, because Idamar, Lekedamar, Vidamar, Lekedamar. In order to give anything to Reuven, they have to say Shimon's out of the question. But then for some reason they only give half to Reuven. Why? Because in the middle of giving half to Reuven, they change their minds. I'm saying it's going to be a tough... As opposed to when the para definitely belonged drardim amona laha, v'ika drardim amona laha, that's one idea. And the only response to that one idea is to respect them simultaneously because they exist simultaneously.
Just like
So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara's question is, how can Beis Din, either Beis Din gives a din that's not in line with the reality, or it doesn't give a din that's in line with the... Did I say the same thing? Either Beis Din gives a din that's not in line with reality, or it won't give a din that's not in line with reality. Right? I'm only talking about the negative. No, that's the Gemara's question. So what's the difference? You're going to tell me by the Ara, Beis Din won't split it because they know it belongs to one. Right? So they can't split it. But by the Vlad, they also know it belongs to one. So how come they split it? Right? Mamashach, either Beis Din will compromise on the absolute truth for the sake of whatever, taking all of them, or they won't. Right? So how come by the Ara they won't, and by the Para they, and by the Vlad they will? So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you're looking at it wrong. You're looking at the outcome. You're saying certain outcomes are allowable by Beis Din, and certain outcomes are not allowable by Beis Din. When the fact of the matter is, certain processes are allowable by Beis Din, and certain processes are not allowable by Beis Din. Beis Din can't act in a contradictory way. Beis Din won't act in a contradictory way. That's Idamar Lake of the Mar, Vidamar Lake of the Mar. But as long as they're acting in consonant with exactly what's before them, respecting the true, the both of those realities that are before them, that's Ika, that's Laha, what is it called again? Ika Jordan Mona Lahai. Now it's true in the outcome, it'll come out that it's what we know wasn't really true. But that's I'm trying to get back to what Matt and Chaim were saying yesterday. That as long as it's based on a reality. The split is based on a simultaneous reality that simply unfortunately you can't get the same thing twice. But you're trying to. It just runs out halfway. So the mice of Beis Din is not an evil over there, because it's equally done by it is in consonant with exactly what is before them. It doesn't require them to ignore one side in order and then ignore the other side.
What about it being inferior?
Then it doesn't know. Is the inferior is only when it's a type of thing like Evas. It's not inferior, because that's just like we said before. Inferior means where they're not going by what's before them. They have to just make an arbitrary. Resolution that's not in line with both of the things that are before them. It's like they're just a giving up. Pshara of the Ara, notice the Pshara of the Ara is a totally different kind of a determination from the determination of Edus. So when there is a determination of Edus that's possible to come, they won't just throw up their hands and say, we're just going to split the baby. It's like splitting the baby. Everybody knows the baby doesn't belong to half and half, right? But this is not the splitting the baby. The Vlad. All right, it's a Vlad, but that's not splitting the baby. I'm using that as an expression. You understand? We discussed this before. Question over here: the Chalukah. I mean, this is really very, very important to understand different ideas of Chalukah can mean very different things. Chalukah can be the result of very different things. And it's important to try to qualify, to categorize the different chalukas. Chaluka could be because they simply have no way of knowing. Chaluka can be they simply have no way of knowing, like Hai Ara Davosi, Ara Davosi. And giving, and it definitely. I'm still having trouble exactly formulating it. But.
It's still based on non knowledge.
In other words, I'm trying to make a chiluk like this. There's a difference between there's a pshara in the maisa based in itself. You can have a pshara in the maisa based in itself, where based in the saying, giving you half and giving you half itself is a contradiction. Right? There's no basis in the fact to give you half and you half. That's Zeshel Avosi for Zeshel Avosi. Okay? But by the Vlad case, it's different. Because giving each one half is simply giving the whole thing to the whole factual situation. But the whole factual situation is that you have half of the facts and you have half of the facts. One second, let me see. But you see, this is leading into the Shnayim Ochsim, obviously, right? Because Shnayim Ochsim seems like a third thing. Because they say, Zevadei Chatzi Shalom, Zevadei Chatzi Shalom. It's not like this at all. Interpreting the times. But one second. But this leads to a very interesting chilek now between Tosos and the Ramban. Okay. In other words, the facts are true for both of them. For both of them, it's true that there's no tainas. You don't need the tainas to make this question. But Tosis puts the emphasis on the fact that there's no taina, whereas the Ramban and the Rashbam are putting the emphasis on the fact that the decision is in line with the Chazakas. It's clearly a different focus.
Tosis doesn't really give any explanation.
Tosis gives no explanation of why you do it, other than the fact that the tainas, that you don't need the tainas. So what does that mean? What does that mean according to Tosos? That the chalukah is really just like any other chalukah. Tosos doesn't have different types of chalukah. In other words, the chalukah of the Ara and the chalukah of the Vlad is exactly the same according to Tosos. Okay? The only difference is whether you're forced to do that kind of a chalukah or not. That's the only question to the Tosos. There's nothing that's more compelling about the chalukah of the Vlad than the chalukah of the Ara. Then the only question is, why do I do it? Oh, because I'm compelled, because you don't need tainus to create Bali Dinam. Right? But according to the Ramban, it's a different kind of a chalukah. It's a different kind of chalukah. One second. It's a different kind of chalukah. Okay. Let's stop here. For everything we've been saying. See, now, the big, what I'm really gunning for over here, which we have to see if we can work it out or not, is if this will help us explain the big machlokas in Shnayim Ochsim, why Shnayim Ochsim is different than Ahu Arva. And whether the Mona Shlishi is considered like Shnayim Ochsim or not. I have to see. There's a big machlokas over there. Well, basically you have the Tosfos and the Rush are the same. Okay. And then you have the Riva over here in Bava Basra, who's different. And you have Rashi's also seems to be different. Rashi also seems to be like the Riva. We'll have to get into it slowly, slowly. This morning I had a feeling that I thought maybe we can... first time I feel that maybe we can open up this question. But we have to think about it a little more. There was the Chalukah. It was just Bekitz over there. Tosa saying the Chalukah over there is... Tosa is saying it's all totally on Ochsen. But the Riva says it's not totally on Ochsen. It's totally on whether there's definitely a Ramai or not. The Riva is in the Tosfos and Bava Basra. We'll have to see. The Riva is very hard. Very hard. It's very hard. It's very hard because the Gemara over here, the Gemara in Bava Basra doesn't mention Ramai at all.